Champions are crowned in both boys' tennis and girls' golf, and volleyball has a beast in the East. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Lower Peninsula boys tennis and girls golf took center stage this past weekend, and 60 teams and individuals walked away with MHSAA state championships. On the golf course, Northville led the way in Division I, winning as a team by 12 strokes over Plymouth. Division I was played at the Meadows in Allendale. Plymouth had maybe the most unique tournament finish, as twins Bridget and Grace Bozer finished 1-2 on the individual side. In Division II, Dearborn Divine Child shot a 691 as a team, 9 shots better than second place Byron Center. Gabriella Tapp of South Lyon was the individual medalist at Bedford Valley Golf Club. Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook Kingswood was the top team in Division III. Playing at Forest Acres West in East Lansing, Cranbrook held off Gross Eel by 6 strokes. Lauren Timp from Macomb Lutheran North finished first individually. Her play included a red-hot 66 in round one. And in Division 4, Montague finished first over Lansing Catholic by virtue of the fifth score tiebreaker. Both schools shot a 675. Ann Arbor Green Hills freshman Mia Melendez beat Michigan Center's Cameron Shannon by 1 to capture medalist honors at Forest Acres East. Read about all 4 division tournaments by going to secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Grand Blanc's Cross Dobbs. In a 30-6 win over Lapeer, Dobbs had an 11-yard touchdown run on offense and 4 sacks on defense. Lapeer came in averaging almost 50 points per game, but Dobbs and the rest of the Bobcats shut them down while giving Grand Blanc the Saginaw Valley League title. And to the Birmingham Marion volleyball team. Marion won the Beast of the East tournament, one that included 5 of the top 10 teams in Division 1, 4 of the top 10 teams in Division 2, and the top team in Division 3. Marion is the defending D1 champs and is playing some great volleyball just 2 weeks from the start of the 2021 tournament.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
The soccer team is racing towards the opponent's goal, and after a couple of nice passes, they find the back of the net for a 1-0 lead. As soon as the goal celebration starts, the coach of the team that scored excitedly motions for one of his players to come off the field. The assistant referee sees and hears this and counts the number of players on the field. As he realizes that the scoring team had 12 players on the field at the time of the goal, what's the call? The referee should disallow the goal because there were too many players on the field, and restart the game with a goal kick by the team that was scored on. The extra player on the field receives a yellow card, and the score is back to 0-0, or 0-0.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. On the tennis courts, there were 3 first-time winners of the 4 team champions crowned. In Division 1, Troy won its first MHSAA tennis championship. Strong play and finals wins from their number 2 and 3 doubles teams helped Troy hold off Bloomfield Hills and Northville for the trophy. There was a first-time winner in Division 2 as well. Birmingham Groves won the D2 title, with Forest Hills Northern second. Groves had previously finished runner-up 5 times before breaking through this year. We had the opposite of a first-time winner in Division 3. Cranbrook won a repeat title and their 6th title in 7 years. They got individual wins from number 4 singles, number 2 doubles, and number 3 doubles. Detroit Country Day finished second. And in Division 4, Traverse City St. Francis won its first tennis finals championship. Individually, St. Francis won titles at number 2 and 3 singles, and at 1, 2, and 3 doubles. Grosse Pointe Woods University Leggett was second. You can read about all the action from the tennis finals at secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.